是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。你们有没有想到啊，怎么吃喝？ How do you eat the flesh of the Lord, or the blood, or drink the blood of the Lord? How do you do that? Think about it. Now, these are not just words. Okay. We need to enter into the reality. How do we eat the bread or eat the flesh of the Lord and drink the blood of the Lord? It is simply enjoying the salvation of the Lord, appreciating what he has done, and cherish the fact that we have Jesus with us. He is ours, just like we, you know, we were singing, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. It's just wonderful, you know, to be able to say, Jesus is mine. It's not enough just to know about Jesus, but to know Jesus in a personal way.
Amen.
It's not enough to just read about the Jesus or hear other people talk about Jesus, but we need to have him, to own him, to possess him, and to enjoy him. So how do we eat and how do we drink? Well, we just sang this song, blessed assurance. We are purchased and washed by his blood. We are filled with his Holy Spirit. Yeah. We, as we sang this, because we live, this is our life, man. And we are just singing it, enjoying it, and eating it, and drinking it. When we believe in the power and the preciousness of the power of the blood, we are drinking it. We don't have to wait until, you know, we break the bread and then drink the cup. Right now. And I believe that this was the way that the early church did when they, you know, when they broke the bread every day. The Bible tells us that they made every day in the temple as well as in the homes where they broke the bread and they had fellowship and they shared the word of God. That's how they ate the flesh of the Lord. They drank the blood. And this is how we should do it too. Hallelujah. And in my own experience, you know, every time I partake of the communion service, when I eat the bread, okay, I said, Lord, I take you, it's my life. I want more of you. In my heart, and I would say, Lord, I want more of you. You see, that's how I was eating it. And then when I drink the cup, I said, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for this blood. Cleanse me now, dear Lord. Cleanse me. I need your cleansing. You know, every time I party, I need your cleansing, Lord Jesus. Give me another cleansing. And then afterwards, you know, I would always feel like I had a good shower, a good, from head to toe, thorough shower. I felt kind of clean on the inside. That's how, you know, I believe that's the way the Lord has taught me to eat his flesh and to drink his blood. And then, of course, to share the word. Whatever word that God gives or provides, you know, each time, I tell you, it's just amazing that for so many years now, I've been breaking the bread and drinking the cup, you know, almost each time the Lord would give me something new to say. Can you be so many times? It's just so wonderful when the Holy Spirit, you know, opens up the world and show us the things of God and help us to understand, open our understanding and bring us into that reality. Oh, how I appreciate, you know, what the Lord says, you know, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Is everything? Only the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, him bring us into the reality, the truthfulness of the Word of God. We can't do it by our own imagination, our own logic, you know, our own analysis. No, it's the Holy Spirit. And thank God that is, he has given us his Holy Spirit and that we know that he dwells within us by his Spirit. And we can sense, we can experience from time to time the anointing of the Holy Spirit. How blessed we are. How precious. And how we thank God for these blessings. Hallelujah. So let's enjoy the presence of God. Let's eat his flesh and drink his blood. And woman,这个领圣餐，这个吃饼喝饼，我刚才讲了那么多，好像就是它不是一个形式。不是我们就是因为是基督徒了，所以我们要来做这一件事，不是。就是在我们的经历中，我们的信仰当中，这是我们生活的一个很重要的一部分，这是我们的享受。就好像啊，我们每天需要吃饭一样。我们如果不吃饭，肚子会饿，没有力气，身体会不好。那个因为我们呢，这个身体，吃喝都是很自然，因为太自然了。每天呢，要弄啊，不管是早餐呢，中餐、晚餐，有时候还要去啊。去买菜呀，就没有了就去买呀，口渴了就要喝啊， 有的人习惯了喝咖啡啊，喝这个 juice 啊，这个好像非常自然一样。但是呢，一讲到哈，我们要来吃喝耶稣，这个第一呢，这个观念呢就不容易接受。怎么叫吃？怎么耶稣怎么可以吃喝？但是主耶稣的意思不是用吃他的肉，他身上的肉。主耶稣的意思是要我们在圣灵的里面来享受他，享受他的救恩，享受他为我们所成就的，享受他的爱。他是我们的生命，就好像我们在肉身里面呢，享受好吃的东西，我们喜欢吃的东西一样，一个是在肉身里面，一个是在心灵里面。看到吗？我们的肉身是非常实在的，看得见，可以摸得到。可是我们的灵魂，我们的心灵啊，同样也是很实在，是看不见摸不到，但是呢我们可以能够感觉到。我们高兴啊，喜怒哀乐，这都是我们魂里面呢所能够感受到的。我们高兴的时候，我们会哈哈哈笑；我们很不高兴，我们会哭。那个是里面的，外面表现出来是看得见的。我们的身体如何是很实在的，我们的灵魂也是很实在的，对不对？但是呢，灵魂是看不见，所以我们也讲到跟主耶稣的关系，也讲到吃喝，主耶稣，那个是灵里面、灵魂里面的事情，心灵里面的事情。讲到爱呀，就完全是心灵里面的事情，所以我们要来吃喝。感谢主，那我们呢？今天上午，我已经分享了我一点的。这个吃喝，那你们怎么样来吃喝呢？你们当然就是述说主的恩典，主为你们做了什么，或者呢，你们呢领受了主的话，也可以拿来分享这个话怎么样鼓励你，怎么样帮助你，那你就拿来分享，是你吃了，你现在也分给大家吃，就是这样吃喝。然后我们会祷告啊，我们会在外面呢，用这个代表这个这种象征性的，就是当初耶稣跟他们这样吃，但是今天呢，主耶稣告诉我们是在父的国里，在神的国里，就是在圣灵里的意思，那个吃喝。就不一样了，就好，感谢主，就是这样。所以一起来享受享受。好，我聚会啊那么多年了，在所有的聚会当中啊，我最享受的聚会就是这个薄饼的聚会。后来呢，因为被圣灵充满了哈。我受了圣灵的洗呢，又进入到另外一个阶段里面了，那就更加的享受了。那一个属灵的实际啊，就比较更多了。我在没有受圣灵的洗之前呢，好多都是在理性、在知识里面。但是自从受了圣灵的洗，也可以说。就是进入了神的国。耶稣不是说要进神的国吗？耶稣也说神的国就在你们里面吗？所以自从我一进到神的国里面呢，那更不一样。 那个时际啊就比较多了，是啊，所以今天哦，你们，我有提到，也许先从他们两位开始吧，就是 John 跟启正，然后呢，就你们其他的人也能够也自由，好，我们很高兴啊，今天。在线上也能够看到 Ford, 他也能够参加，这样太好了，好久没有看到他，很高兴今天这个在线上看到他。可是我知道你们好像 Bible Study 他都有参加的主日，我没有参加呀。好，师母刚才他必须要去一去，要洗手间，所以好吧，那现在。是 John 也好，或者是启正，你们 ，either one of you, so, we're going to hear both English and Chinese quite a bit this morning. Usually, our service is all in Chinese. Today, we may, today,We become internationalized. Okay. Who wants to start?
Because I have to go log in.
I see John has his Bible in his hand.
This is, we're going to sing this also for Dad's birthday tomorrow.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey.For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Not a shadow can rise,
not a cloud in the skies,
but His smile quickly drives it away.
Not a doubt or a fear,
Not a sigh nor a tear
can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus
but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear,Not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way.To be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
But we never can prove the delight of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows,And for those who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet.Or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do,
where he stands, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Good. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Sing our strength for ye with truth to ye one, for the good ye so see I. When you sing our strength for.
Okay, 好，现在可以了。那大家听得到我的声音呢？现在，对不起，
很好，
好。那我说我昨天晚上收到这个安排，我就稍微回顾一下我们来这边也两年多的时间，也很快，是吧？我就稍微想一下，好像主在我们身上的带领，或是他要做什么。那好像就神就让我感觉想到在诗篇133篇，我最近听了一篇信息也讲到这一章的圣经，所以我觉得大家如果不介意，我跟大家用这个诗篇来，我来读一下这个诗篇 Psalm 133。 这篇讲到他说，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美，这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。所以这篇他讲到的 unity， 就是说当弟兄们在一起 dwell together in unity， 他们在一个 locale 一个地方，他们可以在一起聚集，那有那样子的一个合一。那神在这边让我们看到，就是说当这个合一出现的时候，好像那个油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又像那个甘露，好像耶和华命定的福，就是好像神他已经命定了，我就是要祝福这样的光景，我就是要，他说永远的生命 life evermore， 这个 everlasting life， 这是耶和华已经命定的。当这个合一出现的时候，当他们有这样子在灵里面被融在一起的时候，神说我命定了一件事情，我要把我的生命在哪里，我要把我的油浇下去，我要把我的甘露降下来。那我因为刚好Daniel 姐妹上个礼拜跟我们在一起，所以我们有机会聊一点我们的走过的路这样子。我就回想到在有一段日子我们在波特兰那边住，那有一阵子圣灵的工作很强烈，在那个小小的聚集里面，我那时候还是一个很年轻的基督徒，可是我就发现有一个吸引在那个聚会里面。那当弟兄姐妹们，我们那时候没有想什么别的事情，我们唯一想到就是追求主。那大家也没有人去看别人的短处或是什么，这边的大家就是这么单纯融在一起。那我记得我那时候我每个礼拜我都好期待那个聚会， 那时候我们礼拜一有聚会，礼拜三有聚会，礼拜五有聚会，礼拜六有聚会，礼拜天有聚会。那对不起，礼拜六聚会不是每个礼拜都有啊，它是每个月一次的读书这样子。那其他的聚会大概都是立场的。那我就不知道怎么样描述，就是那个神的同在的那个吸引，好像这个那个油，那个神的膏油，那神的甘露在那面，所以我们好像大家都这么期待我们到神的同在那边去，我们聚在他的面前，我们到那边我们知道 something is happening， 不，我们没有太多的神迹奇事，就是外面的神迹奇事，可是你看到神在那边做，因为我们好像都在神的爱里面被融化在里面。那我记得那时候很明显的一件事就是就是人来到我们的中间，他们就会信，就是很难很难信的人。我记得那时候有一些人，他们从一个大学那边过来，他说他的先生啊，他们传了福音多少年，这么难信啊，可是来到我那边一阵子，因为圣灵神的同在在哪里，他们就很容易，他们就也没有说很容易，对不起，一阵子以后他也信了这样子。所以我这次跟Daniel姐妹，我们可是后来我们那个聚集就开始有了裂痕。那在买会所的事情上面还有一些不同的意见，开始我们就察觉那个恩膏就走了。那所以当那些事情开始有这个破口的时候，那我 somehow 不知道怎么样描述，你就觉得神的好像神的喜悦已经离开那里。所以后来有一阵子我跟我姐妹两个人，我们都知道神也要带我们离开，所以我们祷告了蛮一段时间，等神的时间，后来神的手显明了，所以我们就搬离开破天。那后来我们到加州有一个聚会，也是类似的情况。我们去的时候，刚开始你察觉到那个合一在里面的时候，哇，神很喜欢。那神的恩膏膏油，神的同在在那里。可是后来也有一些事情发生以后，好像那个破口就出来，那聚会就跟以前不一样呀，你就察觉到聚会跟以前不一样。虽然也是外面的形式也好，聚会的方法那个 format 都是没有什么太大的改变，可是我们就察觉到好像那个恩膏就不像以前那么强烈在里面呀。所以我这次我就想到呀，也许主在我们这小小的地方，不知道是不是也要教导我们，让我们有这种一个很特别的一种 unity。 我不知道怎么形容，我还不够老练来把它描述的清楚，可是我自己经历过一些。那我也想到马太福音那边第十八章主耶稣他给我们的应许，他说我们两个有两个人如果是同心合意 in unity，他们无论求什么，天上的父要给他们成全。呀，我听过一句话，我很喜欢，好像是 Dale Moody， 不是他自己发明的，可是他把这句话讲的等于把它传扬出来，就是他说这个世界还等着看神能够在那些在一个人完全的把自己委身给主，完全的降服给他，完全的为着主，这个世界等着看神能够在这一个人身上做什么样的事情。 OK， 他英文比较容易，他说 The world is yet to see what God can do in a vessel 或是 in a person who is totally for him、okay? and committed to him。 他这个世界等着看，我觉得我们今天这个时代，我想的 same calling， 可是我把它更进一步，我觉得我们生活在这个末后的年代，我想神的心意是在一个团体， more than just individual， 就是说 超过只是一个人一个人这样。所以我自己觉得，如果我要延伸第二目的讲的那句话，就是我觉得这个现在这个时代 is yet to see， 就是他们还等着看神能够在一群人 OK 一群人，他们不需要很大的 group， 可是这一群人是被神融在一个 unity 里面，一个合一的里面，他们 sold out for Christ， 他们把自己委身给神。那这个世界要还在看，等着来看神能够做什么在一群人 这群人身上。Yeah, Daniel 姐妹来我们中间，她最近在看 Rhys Howell 的书，她也跟我们分享那本书，我很久以前看过，我也很喜欢。我觉得那就是世界等着看一群人，他们被融在一起，为着一个神的意象，他们 devote themselves， 委身于神在这个时代要做什么，他们里面有那个合一，那神就可以借着这一群人来做远超过一般人所求所想的呀。所以我今天早上我起来寻求主，我就想也许我就交通我自己的感觉这一点。那我觉得这个合一是一个 challenge。我们大家都有不同的背景啊、也都走过不同的聚会，包括我自己，我必须承认我这篇我今天的分享也是对着我自己说的，好像我在我自己的经历也好，我的看法也好，我觉得什么是最好的，什么是最合适的，或者说怎么样子是最好的道路呀？ Yeah, 我觉得我们可能或多或少都有我们自己的意见也好，看法也好，成见也好。那可是我们怎么样子可以放下我们自己，个人看别人比自己强，存着敬畏神的心，彼此的顺服。我想这是一个 challenge， 可是我觉得这个 challenge 或者说这个it's worth it， 也就是说这是值得我们付这个代价的，因为神可以得着一个团体，这种团体的话他可以做超过百倍的事情呀。所以我很喜欢爱德华米勒牧师，他曾经他这样子讲，他说其实一个聚会，他也去过很多的聚会，他说他并不是太在意那些 format 外面的形式。他说他举一个例子，就好像有很多种，这世界上有很多不同的灯，有些是灯笼那种灯，有些是油灯，有些是我们今天还有 LED 的灯。他说那个灯不是最重要的，那个 format 外面的形式，可是在意里面有没有那个油，有没有那个高油。那如果那个油在那里面，那个灯的亮光自然就会吸引人，自然就会把人带到主的面前来。那我觉得那是一个很美的一个光景。那我刚刚讲到说，我觉得 it's worth 我们付这个代价。那我们问主说，主啊，我们怎么样子可以成为一个你在寻找的一个 corporate vessel， 就是一个小小的 group， 可是是一个可以反映出主耶稣的他的应许，两个人同心合一 ，two in unity。那延伸到我们一个聚会，就是一个 group， 可是是 in unity。那我很感谢主，好像我看到弟兄姐妹有很多彼此相爱的实行。那我觉得这是一个 unity， 达到一个 unity 的一个很重要的一个路，一个爱这件事情。那另外一个点也许容让我提出来，这是一个弟兄的交通，我觉得很好。我刚刚读到诗篇133篇，他讲到那个油从头流到胡须，流到衣襟。那他点出一个点，他说为什么胡须，为什么衣襟， 他说神在这边让他看到一个图画，就是这个油没有经过肉体，没有经过 flesh， 他是从头直接就流到胡须，直接就到他的阴茎下去。所以这个应用在我们身上，就是我们要让恩膏怎么样可以运行，就是让他没有经过肉体，没有经过 flesh， 这是一个我们的十字架的功课。我们那让当一个圣灵的恩膏的流可以自由的这样流的时候，这个神命定的福就要降下来。呀、yeah, ，我自己想我今天我就是觉得跟大家分享这个，我觉得这并不意味着说我们大家都是要老基督徒我们才可以进入这个合一，因为使徒行传第一章那边圣经就讲到说，这些门徒他们同心合意的聚集在一起 in unity， 那时候甚至圣灵都还没有浇灌下来，可是他们可以达到那个合一。那我相信神在我们的中间，如果他喜悦的话，他也可以成就这件事情呀。我想我就交通到这边好不好呀，我把时间交给 Uncle John。
你把刚才你说讲的简单的用英文呢把它 summarize 一下，那么其他的人几位都可以听到，把那个重点提。
So I started out with Psalm 133. There it talks about the anointing of God, the oil, and also the dew of Hermon. So recently we have a visitor who spent a week with us when we talk about our church experience. And I was recalling the church, one of my first church in Portland, Oregon,how the Holy Spirit started the work there. And in the initial phase, how everyone, somehow we were so drawn by the presence of God. And we, at that time, we were in such unity. This is what Psalm 133 emphasized, that brethren to dwell together in unity. And so I remember back then, you know, we asked for back then is just to pursue the Lord. And we love one another, we care for one another, and we look away from people's shortcoming. You know, we make mistakes, but we don't care about those too much because we desire the unity. And in 133, they're talking about when that unity is happening in a group, then the oil, the precious oil will run down from the head to the beard and to the garments. And also verse 3, the Lord commanded the blessing. So the Lord has determined that he's going to bless when he finds a group of people like that. And that also turns me to Matthew 18 there. Jesus promised if two pray in unity, are agreed in unity. Of course, the unity also speaks of unity with the will of God. Then the Father will do it. So after, you know, I'm just reflecting on the old days in Portland, but later something happened in our small fellowship and some breaches formed and the unity was gone. And very quickly, we can sense that the presence of God is no longer as evident as before. And the blessings somehow is just diminished so quickly. So when that happened, then me and Jennifer, we sense that it is time for us to leave. So we pray to the Lord. It's actually, we pray for a while and finally the time, you know, came that we move on and move to another city. And we found something similar in the next church we serve also. When we first were there and in the beginning, the unity was so strong, everyone. And then you just don't see, you know, when, yes, people made mistakes, but because of the love was so powerful, then we just the only thing we care about is Jesus. We want Jesus. We want his presence. And the unity was there. So it was such an attraction to all of us. And you see, naturally, the work of the Spirit just prosper in that kind of setting. But certain things happened later on. And we sense it's not the same as before. And I see quickly that oil, the precious oil, was not as mighty, powerful, effective as before. So when I was seeking what to share, I'm thinking perhaps God is doing a new work in our midst, to bring us into that unity first. And he can bestow his presence so abundantly. And that's the body he's looking for. And I use an example of how we achieve that, because I saw in brothers and sisters how you practice love toward one another. That's precious. And that's one way for us to achieve that unity. And the other point I mentioned is I heard from one servant of the Lord. He used 133. He said that precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard and running down on the edge of his garments. So he used this picture to tell us that the anointing, the way the anointing operates, is bypass the flesh. So it goes from the head and drop to the beard, and then to the garment. That speaks us when we are together, when we are dwelling together, how we achieve that unity. We let the anointing flow without our flesh interfering or interjecting our flesh there. And that would be the liberty, and God can work freely in our midst. So that definitely speaks of the cross, how we learn to restrain our flesh, but allow the Spirit of God, the anointing, to rule in our midst. So I hope I capture most of the things I shared earlier. So.
All right, let you, John. John, do you have your friends
here? I want to kind of start with a short testimony, and I have some verses that I want to share with you.
所以我想要先跟大家分享一个见证，然后我有几节经文我可以跟大家分享。
A few weeks ago, I was having some kind of personal struggles.
在几个礼拜以前，我有一个挣扎。
And I was trying to commit some things to the Lord in prayer and to wait on Him. I spent time doing that.
我有一些事情我想要交托给主，我在那里我想要好好的祷告来寻求主。
But the outcome was totally different.
可是神给我的结果好像不是我所预期的。
And I was disappointed, and I was kind of and it made me a little down on myself.
所以我承认我是有一些失望，那在我里面我也觉得好像有一点提不起来那种感觉。
But I think the Lord is also trying to teach me not to be in that moment of being down, and to be, as Brother Han says, a dumper.
所以可是好像神提醒我，让我不要留在那个第一层的光景，好像不是留在那个只是一直把那些苦水吐出去的那种光景。
So I started to try to praise the Lord and to trust in Him.
所以我就开始起来赞美主，也试着来信靠主。
And during this time, I had to go to a certain place for my job.And I saw a worker and I asked him for directions.
那因为我工作的关系，我会需要去一些地方。那所以我会来问别人关于我怎么样去。
I was walking and then this construction worker, was nearby. So I went and asked him, oh, do you know where this place is?
所以我在街上走，我看到有一个工人在那边盖房子的工人，问他说，你知不知道我怎么样可以走到这个地方？
And he said no, and then we started to walk away from each other.
他跟我说我不知道，所以我们就分开了。
And then he turned around and he came to me and he said, "Do you know that Jesus loves you?"
就在我们离开走开的时候，结果不知道为什么他转过身来，跑来跟我说，你知不知道耶稣爱你呢？
And then After this, I said, yes, I'm a Christian. Thank you for sharing that. And then we said goodbye.
我就跟他说，是啊，我知道，其实我是一个基督徒。谢谢你跟我讲这句话，那我们就彼此道别。
But I knew in my heart that that was the Lord speaking to me.
可是我在我心里面，我知道说是神借着他来向我说话。
He used a stranger to just let me know that he loves me.
他借着一个陌生人来告诉我他爱我。
And it was very special to me. It was an encouragement to me.
对我来讲，这是一个很特别神给我的鼓励。
It was what I needed to hear at the time.
这是我在那个时候需要听到的。
So I start to look to the Lord again and to pray and to wait on him. Just continue to see what he wants for me.
所以我又开始来等候主，来寻求主，看看神要我做什么。
And sometimes I just go back and listen to some recordings that I have, from, Brother Hans Wolvogel or the Ridgewood, ministers.
有时候我只是回去来听一些，讲道的录音，好像我在利居屋教会，好像吴老牧师他们的信息。
But I particularly went to, a recording for the Ridgewood 90th year anniversary tape.
那特别我留意到有一个信息是在绿巨屋教会他们建堂90周年时候的纪念。
Now on this tape, there are a lot of wonderful songs and there are 4 sermons.
在这卷录音里面有很多很好的诗歌，那它里面也有四个讲道。
And it struck me that if you had to summarize 90 years of a church down to 4 sermons, these 4 sermons would be very important to pay attention to.
那很让我觉得留意的一件事就是，你如果要把一个教会90年的历史用四篇讲道来发表出来的话，那这四篇信息应该是很重要的。
So I listened to these again and I tried to listen to it often.
所以我就试着来再反复的来听。
The first sermon is by Guthrie Wolvogel.
第一篇是这个弟兄讲的。
Brother Guthrie is Brother Hans's brother.
他是吴老牧师的哥哥或是弟弟。
And he preached on the communion in the body of Christ.
他讲到基督的身体还有彼此的交通。
Which is our focus on this meeting.
也是我们这个波饼聚会的焦点。
The second sermon was by Brother Arthur Wolvogel on laying aside the weight and sin and to that kind of holds us back and to run the race.
第二篇信息是另外一个吴老牧师家族的人他传讲的，他讲到我们怎么样子来脱去容易缠累我们的罪。奔那摆在前头的旅程。
The third sermon is by Brother Gordon Gardner on Sermon on the Mount.
第三篇信息是贾德曼牧师他传讲的，他是讲登山宝训。
And the last sermon is by Brother Edwin Walvogel on 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15.
那最后一篇信息是老吴牧师他讲的，他是从哥林多后书第五章啊、which verse, I'm sorry.
14跟15节。
OK, 14、15两节。
我用英文读。For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one die for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them that rose again.
第十四节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Now I'm just really summarizing the sermon because it really spoke to me.
我跟大家来讲这一篇信息的大纲，因为这篇信息确实向我的心说了话。
The emphasis is the love of Christ that constrains us.
这个重点在基督的爱激励我们。
It's God's love that pushes us and helps us to move.
是基督的爱在那里推动我们往前。
The English constrain or compels is the key word.
或是我们中文翻成激励，这是一个很要紧的一个词。
And he talks about this is what makes us, you know, kind of motivated and the source.
所以这就好像在那边一个让我们有动机在往前的一个来源。
And he talks about what is the level of which love can compel us.
他描述到说是怎么样子的爱可以真正的来激励我们往前呢？
And then he talks about the level describing, using the term being involved and being committed.
那他也讲到这个爱让人怎么样子参与或是尾声，两种不同的情况。
So how can one measure that?
你怎么样子来衡量到底一个人尾声，或是他只是参与？
And I was thinking, you know, he gave a lot of examples of how people serve God in this way.
那他给了很多不同的人侍奉主的人的例子。
We can be involved in serving the Lord.
我们可以参与一些神的服事。
Or we can be really committed in serving the Lord.
或是我们可以把自己完全的委身在侍奉神上。
I was trying to understand and think about this. In some ways, I think that it could be in terms of time.
那我试着在想怎么样来衡量，也许时间是一种衡量方法。
You know, being involved is something maybe temporary for a short period of time.
参与可以，你可以把它想成哦，只是在某一段时间你就参与一下。
But being committed, I think it's more about timing like years or decades or a lifetime.
可是一个尾声的人，他讲到的可能是很多年，甚至他一生都把他尾声进去。
And there's I always want to remember a funny story he used to teach this analogy.
那他用一个很有趣的故事来教导我们。
It's about a chicken and a pig.
他用这个例子讲到鸡还有猪。
They were in Washington, D.C., and they saw a march. It's a march for hunger because people didn't have food to eat.
那他们在 D.C., 华盛顿 D.C. 那边，那他们看到有一群人起来游行，他们为着食物来游行，因为很多人没东西吃。
So the chicken and the pig were saying, oh, these poor people, they're so hungry. They have nothing to eat. Oh, I feel so bad for them.
那这个鸡跟猪就说，哦，这些人这么可怜啊，他们没有东西吃，所以他们出来游行。我真是替他们难过。
So the chicken says, let's feed them eggs and bacon for breakfast.
那所以这个鸡就说我们啊，猪就说我们给他蛋，然后也给他培根。
So the chicken was involved in laying the egg.
所以这只鸡呢，对，它可以生蛋。
But the pig was made a commitment to feed them with bacon.
可是这只猪呢，它是准备牺牲它自己来给他们培根肉吃。
It's more humorous in English.
But 如果用英文讲可能会有趣一点。
But it gives a good analogy of involvement and commitment.
可是这个例子告诉我们只是参与跟委身的不同。
If you go back to the verse, it says, for those who should live no longer for themselves.
那我们刚刚读到的哥林多后书那边讲到，叫那些活着的人不再为自己活。
That Jesus died for us.
因为主耶稣为我们死了。
And we no longer live for ourselves.
我们不再为自己活。
And our life belongs to Him.
我们的生命是属于主的。
So the question is, you know, what choice do we decide on? What choice do we make?
所以这个问题就在于我们怎么样来回应，我们做什么样子的决定。
Do we want to be involved?
我们是只是想要参与呢？
Or do we want to be committed?
或是我们愿意委身呢？
And of course, I'm sure your heart, my heart, we all desire to be making this commitment.
我相信弟兄姐妹都是渴望做一个委身的人。
It's a more difficult route.
这是一个比较困难的路。
But it's a more rewarding route.
可是这条路是比较让我们更多的得着的。
Because we can truly, act on this verse that we no longer belong to ourselves.
因为当我们这样做的时候，这节经文对我们来讲就是一个实际可走的。
And as I thought more about this, recently another verse came in that we shared on our Friday night small group.
那另外一节圣经最近我们在礼拜五的查经上面我学到的，我也跟大家提出来。
In 2 Thessalonians 3:5.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第五节。
And this just speaks to the source of that love again.
这边又再次讲到这个爱的源头。
This love is the source.
这个爱是那个源头，是那个好像一个动力。
And this verse it says, Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God. And into the patience of Christ.
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，或是英文的翻译说引导你们到神的爱，然后后面讲并学基督的忍耐。
We shared this in a small group and so many things came out of this one verse.
这一节经文我们学到很多的东西在我们小组的聚会里。
First, it's the Lord that does it. The Lord directs you to the heart into the love of God.
第一件事情他说愿主引导，所以是主在引导。
And then we talked about the word direct. That's between, you know, point A and point B.
然后这边讲到引导，就是从一个地方引你到另外一个地方。
It's the most direct route and the shortest distance.
这是一个最直接最短的一条路。
And the second word is the word into the love of God and into the Christ, the patience of Christ.
叫你们爱神并学基督的忍耐，或是英文翻译说引导你们的心进到神的爱。并进到基督的忍耐。
And the Greek definition of the word into is union.
这个进入这个字在希腊文里面就是一个联合的意思。
Brother Chi Chen just talked about unity.
刚刚我们有稍微讲一下这个合一这件事情。
And this is part of it, the union that we are drawn to the union of the love of God.
所以这边这个进入就是我们跟这个神的爱联合。
I was really blessed by this because it just speaks about the depth of the love of God.
那我很喜欢这边这节经文，因为它提到了这个神的爱的深度。
And also it talks about the patience of Christ.
他也讲到基督的忍耐。
The union with the patience of Christ.
就是跟基督的忍耐联合。
And from our small group, we talked about patience means endurance.
那忍耐也讲到一个长久的忍受。
And also steadfastness.
也讲到一个持续坚定的站在那里。
These are qualities of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在主耶稣的身上都可以看到这些特质。
Now I think, I just think that we desire these two things. We desire to be drawn to the love of God and to the patience of Christ.
那我相信说我们都渴望可以进入神的爱，也进入基督的忍耐里。
And we also desire to be in this commitment.
我们也渴望能够进入这个委身里面。
And it's the love of God that compels us to this commitment.
是基督的爱激励我们进入这个一个委身的生活。
And of course, I desire these things for myself.
当然我对我自己我是渴望达到这些。
I don't believe I've reached anywhere near close to what it should be.
我不认为我自己已经达到了，或是很接近了。
But I would pray that our fellowship together in unity can seek these things.
那可是我确实我跟神求我们的团契，大家可以同心的来追求这件事情。
That we can humble ourselves and be lowly.
我们可以真实的谦卑我们自己，站在一个低下的地位。
That we could be drawn to God and have him lead us into his love and the patience of Christ.
让神来引导我们来进入神的爱也进入基督的仁爱。
Amen. Praise the Lord.
主啊，我们求你的灵来带领我们进入这些话语的时机，因为我们深深知道离了你我们什么都不能做。So we pray, Lord, that you will bring us into a union with you first, because we know that apart from you, outside of you, we can do nothing. You have said, apart from me, you can do nothing. So first, Lord, we pray that you'll make us realize our great need for more of your love.
Yes, Lord.
Your humility.
Yes, Lord.
Your consecration. Your absolute obedience to the Father. Your unfailing love and compassion. We know, Lord, that we cannot have these things apart from you. So draw us closer to you, Lord Jesus. And keep us close to you. Keep us united to you. Steadfastly united and attached to you so that we can draw from you all that we need. Prepare our hearts now to partake of the communion and help us, Lord, to take your life, take your blood. There is power in the blood by faith so that we may be strengthened once again as we run this race, as we press toward the mark for the high calling of God. Thank you, Jesus. 主啊，你来祝福这宾客杯，我们现在同心合意的来领受，你帮助我们相信，当我们这样吃喝你的肉和你的血的时候，我们就重新得力。好，让我们奔那摆在我们前面的道路。谢谢你，主，你来祝福宾杯，也祝福每一位我们要来领受的，叫我们天天都记得，离了你，我们就不能做什么。我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名字，阿门，阿门，哈利路亚。那我们现在呢，就来。你看到没有，我们这个饼和杯，现在把那个饼杯一起拿起来、那个我们这里有三份呢，因为 Georgia 也跟我在一起也要喝饼、你们每一个人把你们预备的饼杯啊要举下来给我们看一看。赞美主，我们一起来吃，用信心来吃，来领受主耶稣他的生命，就说这个宝血啊是永远有功效的，这个宝血里面有生命有力量，我们要相信这个宝血。我这一生啊常常取用主的宝血，每一次开车我就是说主你的血，所以我常常喝主的血，在信心当中，这个杯只是一个代表，一个象征。好，那我们一起来吃，一起喝，谢谢。感谢主。There is power, power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power.
Wonderful
in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power.Wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, overland. 唱那个副歌就好了，我们唱那个副歌就可以了哈。有权能奇妙大权能在高扬至宝穴，有权能奇妙大权能在圣洁高扬至宝穴，有权能奇妙大全能在高阳之宝穴，有全能奇妙大全能在高阳之宝穴。阿利路亚。这个穴就是生命，就是我们人活着啊，完全是靠身体里面的血，血就是生命，血也是我们的能力，要记得我们的血如果流完了就没有能力了，对吧？所以血有多方面的功用，就是相信啊，耶稣就是我们的力量。 OK，他的肉他的血就是我们的生命，我们生命的力量。感谢赞美主，哈利路亚。慧姐，请你带领我们做结束的祷告。感谢
主啊，我们真是感谢你，我们来到你面前，我们不是因着我们自己有什么，乃是因着你有的，你在创世之前就预备了那美好的救恩。主耶稣，你自己亲自降世，背负了我们众人的罪，使我们真是才有希望。主啊，当我们领这杯这饼和杯的时候，我们知道主耶稣你自己为我们所成就的，你把你自己的身体剥开，你把自己的宝血留下来了，那是为了我们，为了我们能够得到你的美好的救恩。主啊，你这里救恩不单是为了拯救我们，而且你这里又给我们赐给我们能力，我们所做不到的，我们所能做的真是有限，但是我们能，当我们靠着你的时候，我们在这世上就能够有一个得胜的生命，就能够活出你的样式了。主啊，帮助我们能够天天跟随你走这条背十字架的道路，就像你一样，让我们每天能够想到你为我们所付出的，你让我们在一天的每天的生命当中能够经历到你自己的宝血的大能，你生命的大能。主，我们真是渴慕你，渴望你。主啊，求你在我们的生命当中有更多的作为和显示，让我们真是做活着，就是做你自己的见证，把你的见证能够彰显在这个世上。主啊，谢谢你今天带领我们弟兄姐妹在你面前的饼杯来纪念你，以及在你面前的见证和分享。主啊，这都能够愿你自己的名能够得到荣耀，也愿你自己能够在我们当中能得到该有的一切。谢谢你祝福我们，真是在你面前的心智。我们以上感谢祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们
阿们阿们阿们。好，再见了，神祝福你们各位，哈利路亚。